Welcome to the Money Attractor Podcast. I'm your host, Janae Adams. Can you believe it? I didn't do not one podcast episode during Financial Literacy Month, which is in April. So here we are in May. But I want to talk about some things I learned in April when it came to other people's finances, my finances, because it was a busy month. Financial Literacy Month is my busiest month of the year. So a little bit of a recap of what that month looked like for me. So I spoke, and I'm probably going to forget some speaking engagements because there were a lot, but I spoke to the Federal Reserve. That was the highlight. All the banks at the Federal Reserve, we did a virtual talk around financial wellness, employee financial wellness. I did a talk for Allstate. Okay, Allstate. That was awesome as well. I spoke to 300 students and staff and faculty. That was actually three speaking engagements in one day, but the first one was the 300 people. And then I had two after that. I heard back from two people who got student loan forgiveness. One was, I believe, $140,000 maybe. And then another one was like $263,000. Either way, those two individuals took my total over $3.7 million. So what I am trying to tell you is that April, this past Financial Literacy Month, was absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. Another thing, when I was speaking to people over that month, I realized that a lot of financial freedom is held up by lack of knowledge. Not really the lack of knowledge around money, but the lack of knowledge around what is available, what is supposed to be done. When I was doing that speaking engagement that had the 300 individuals, two of the workshops after that were for staff and faculty. These are people who are in PSLF. PSLF over the last couple of years in this administration has really been pushed to get people forgiveness that they have earned, that they deserve. But what has happened is that there has been a lack of communication, of lack of knowledge shared on how people do that or if they're even eligible for forgiveness. And so when I had those two speaking engagements that day, I realized that there's still a lot of confusion. There's still a lot of people that should have had their student loans forgiven probably years ago, but still paying. And that, first of all, made me sad. But what made me happy is that they now knew. They had the knowledge. I taught them through what they need to be doing, where signatures need to be done, what deadlines need to be met, and so forth and so forth. So not only those individuals that were in that workshop, but throughout the whole entire month, I talked about a new deadline that was actually April 30th about income-driven repayment. And you wouldn't even believe how many people didn't know that. There are probably tens of thousands of people around this country who are in the same predicament. They don't know that the income-driven repayment update and they are basically going to give you years added on that you actually did receive, because they were going to count forbearances, deferment. They had put Parent Plus loans in there, these other loans that didn't count before. It was basically a gift, and people didn't even know that the deadline was April 30th. I remember talking to someone on May 1st, and because she seen one of my posts on social media on May 1st when she texted me. And I said, well, it was yesterday, but still put your information in. And when they are able to look at it, they can, you know, see what can happen. The great thing about her is she qualified for PSLF and IDR, Income Driven Repayment Program. Okay. And so she had two opportunities to hopefully, when they start looking at it again in July, that hopefully she would get student loan forgiveness, because she's been working in education for 20 years. 20 years. She has been paying a student loan back that was only supposed to be 10 years. This is the kind of things that what I'm talking about when it comes to knowledge. This is what I learned over the whole entire month with Financial Literacy Month. that is just about knowledge. When I was speaking to those two organizations that I mentioned earlier, they shared their retirement and investment options for their employees at the end. And you've seen it over and over again in the Zoom chat, people saying, oh, I didn't know that was available. I didn't know we had something as wonderful as that. It's not about ignorance when it comes to money, when it comes to your finances. It's just about the knowledge, knowing what is available. And that is with everything that affects your finances. It's just knowing what's out there. Knowing that a lot of times you don't have a hard deadline when it comes to paying your mortgage. There's a grace period, a few days, that may give you the opportunity to make the money you need to pay the mortgage. When it comes for us as entrepreneurs, a lot of times some of these deadlines that we had that we're supposed to pay for our certification, or we're supposed to pay to our LLC to be revised and reapplied and so forth. A lot of times that's not a hard deadline. That's not a hard deadline. I messed up last year and forgot to pay it on the actual day because it was during Financial Literacy Month, which is crazy for me. And she said, well, you know what? We don't really, you know, if people miss it, we really don't worry about it to, you know, the middle of June. Then we'll start telling people, oh, you have to pay it, or you're going to get a fee, or all that kind of stuff. She said, you're fine. Those are the kind of things I didn't have knowledge about. But now that I had knowledge, I didn't have to panic. I was able to pay her that day, even though it had already, the day had already passed. Just understand that knowledge is important when it comes to money, when it comes to finances. I know you listen to this podcast, but you must always be learning on your own. Find the social media channels that you should follow, not just anything, not just entertainment. Find ones that talk about money. Financial Times, Yahoo Finance, Bloomberg Business. It's so many that I follow that have information around money directly. And then guess what? There are other ones that are talking about world events that can affect your money as well. So those kind of things you just have to engulf. You have to digest on a daily basis if you really want to have the knowledge around your finances to make the right financial decisions on a daily basis. So that was my financial literacy month. Yes, I didn't get on here and do a podcast, which is crazy for financial literacy month, but here I am. Here I am in May 8th, doing a podcast and talking about what I learned during Financial Literacy Month. It was awesome to reach $3.7 million in student loan forgiveness, helping others close that wealth gap. I'm speaking to 300 students, speaking to one of my favorite agencies on earth, the Federal Reserve, Allstate. Like, these were big players, and I had some great meetings that can help close the wealth gap as well, talking about not only here in the United States, but on the continent, in different countries in the continent. So what I, as I continue to walk in my purpose, I want to tell you that my goal has always been to be able to show you how to financially live your life that you want, but also to be able to get you in a financial position to walk in your purpose, to do what you are called to do, and to help others. And so if this episode or any episodes that I shared on my podcast, like if it's something that you took away from it or you really liked it, share this podcast with others so that they can be able to get the financial knowledge that they need to live the life that they want to live. So until next time, I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Money Attractor Podcast. I am Janae Adams, and if you haven't subscribed yet to the podcast, please subscribe so you never miss a money tip.